much are you expecting to play tomorrow?
Not expecting anything, you know, so whether I play a half or none or in between, you know, we've had a pretty good preseason, and I just hope to come out of it healthy and ready to go for Oakland.
I know last year you guys lost a couple guys in that first preseason game. You know.
Everybody's got their own philosophy. I don't know what Coach Fox is going to do, so we'll adjust to it. And but you know, really focus now is on the Raiders and you know, getting to be our best by the time we play in Week One.
Any plans other than to just sleep on this field, on this road trip?
Yeah, you know, we get a nice head start on Oakland. I've already been watching film on them, and you know, you can get kind of get a head start for your first couple of games, you know, so check out some Oakland, check out some Cincinnati, you know, before you get into that week-to-week grind.
How much progress do you think Orlando Franklin has made
a
since
lot.
He got here?
Yeah, I think a lot. You know, he, you know, there's so many calls up front and so much communication going on, and while all that's going on, I'm snapping the football because I like to play fast, you know, so he doesn't have a lot of time to process that information, but he's doing a lot better, and he's always been the guy that when he knows who to block and how to do it, then he can get it done, so his progress has been great.
Has it helped him being next to Coop?
It has, yeah, it definitely has. Coop's one of our smarter linemen, kind of can make the calls real early for him, and you know, those two have done a great job all preseason of double teaming and going downhill in the run game and opening up some good holes.
I mean, I think we all saw, you know, the type of run blocker he was in college, but is the pass protection, is that kind of the thing you guys are hoping that?
Well, I think it's coming along, yeah. I mean, I think it's coming along, and like we've talked about, it's helped having to go up against Elvis and Vaughn, you know, in camp. So there's a lot of good defensive ends around the league, a lot of good pass rushers, so he'll have his work cut out for him week in, week out.
Cal, do you see Ryan Clady back to his old self? I know last year he was coming back.
Yeah, no doubt. This is the best Ryan's been playing. Expect a huge year out of him. And, you know, that's how it has to be, you know. You can help a lot of people, you know, in protection and all that stuff. But when you got a player like Ryan, you know, we're going to have to leave him one-on-one and let him have a great year for us.
I know you don't have a big sample to look at, but Beatles and Walton, do you think that they've, you know, benefiting from being thrown into the fire last year?
Yeah, no doubt they benefited. You know, I mean, you get out there your first year, you don't know what to expect, you know, and any young player that can play at that age, they, you know, they come back the off season, they realize how far they got to go, you know, and how hard it is and how hard you got to work. So I think they took full advantage of it and have made great improvements.
You saw them out there running pass routes beginning of practice today, all your linemen. So
I'm sure that wasn't very pretty.
Kyle, when you had new guys, so you got Orlando, you got Willis, as a team, how long did it take to get that chemistry together? Or is it there yet?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you can build that chemistry pretty quick when it's, you know, one or two guys. You know, it's a different deal when you got eight or nine new guys as, you know, as a unit. But when you got, you know, you got the majority of the guys back, you know, they kind of just gel in and kind of fit right in once they learn what we're going to do, you know. So those are two good additions. You know, Willis is, we're not a very old offense, you know. We've got, you know, a few guys that have been around, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, you know. But Willis is a guy that's been in the league for a while and you know, can offer veteran leadership.
Fans seem pretty excited about what they've seen from you guys. Do you know that you guys try to temper it and say, let's wait until we get going here? Or can you get a feel already that maybe this
Well, we think we're going to be good, yeah. I mean, we think we're going to be good. We have a lot to build off of, and we've got special players at a number of positions, I think. You know, when you talk about a guy like Brandon Lloyd, who in my opinion is as good as it gets, and the additions to the tight ends that we've made this year, and Willis and Noshon, and you got Eddie and Eric Decker running great routes and getting open, you know. So I think we've got a chance to be a good offense. We know that, and you know, but we also know that you got to go out and do it on the field day in and day out.
I think Kalees Thomas doesn't have a lot of experience under his belt. Do you see big upside? Have you seen any growth already?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's had a really good camp, you know. It was nice to see him get some touches in the last game and make some plays for us. And he's a matchup problem for a lot of people. So we'll see how much we want to use him and how much we want to try to use those matchups to our favor, you know. But with any young player, you know, it's got to kind of come slow.